Life is a journey. When you go on a journey, you want to make sure that you take with you the things that you need and that you don't weigh yourself down with things you don't need. So what do you need? You need mindfulness, you need alertness, concentration, discernment. In fact, the more of these things you have, the better. They're actually light. The Buddha compares the good things you do to a shadow that follows you. Doesn't weigh you down. So the more mindfulness you have, the more alertness, concentration, discernment, so much the better. You can go far. The problem is we weigh ourselves down with things that really have no substance. Memory of this person did that to me, that person did this to me. I wanted that, but I didn't get it. I did get that, I wanted it, but then it went away from me. Those kinds of thoughts weigh you down. And John Lee says, if you could take a picture of most people's minds, you'd see that there are sights hanging from their eyes, sounds hanging from their ears, smells hanging from the nose, tastes hanging from the tip of the tongue, tactile sensations hanging all over the body. And the mind is hugely weighed down with thoughts of the past and the future. This person did that, that person did this. And so no wonder we don't get very far in our journey. We've got ourselves weighed down like this. So we sit and meditate, we're straightening out our luggage to make sure there's nothing unnecessary in there, nothing that's going to weigh us down. So anything that comes to the mind right now that's not related to the breath, tell yourself, this is unnecessary weight. If you want to go far, you have to let those things go, no matter how much you... There's part of the mind that likes going over old injustices, the way this person treated me unfairly, that person treated me unfairly. All that happens. All that does is that it pulls you back. It's like a magnet. Pulls you back to those kinds of relationships again. But if you can decide, I don't need to carry that stuff around, that's past. Then it's like taking those things that are hanging from your senses and cutting the ropes that keep them connected. In that case, it's like a balloon. Those old balloons that they used to travel in. They're held down by the ropes, but then when you cut the ropes, then the balloon can go. In the same way, your mind can rise to a higher level if you're not tying yourself down with those kinds of thoughts. So as you meditate, remember there are two things to do. One is to stay focused on the breath, and two is to cut away anything that's going to interfere with that. Because the breath will keep you light. And you'll make sure there's nothing that weighs you down. And that way you can go far.